We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We built this city. What's going to happen with this Coliseum project? I mean, I keep wanting to be super positive about it, but it's hard because these guys don't want to talk publicly and get into the nitty-gritty. I have to tell you that's very concerning, not just as a talk radio host, but as somebody here who lives in Richmond. It bothers me when elected officials are reluctant to do anything other than just the ribbon-cutting type events. Jason Roop is the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story, and he joins us every Friday. And this has been one of the stories you've covered pretty closely, Jason. Where did things stand on this Friday morning after a pretty tumultuous week?
Yeah, the way I look at this week is that it marked a real turning point. In other words, we saw the debate come forth in a lot of very ugly ways, very aggressive ways. And this is the first time we're seeing the Navy Hill folks really rally the public to support their cause, instead of simply what they have been doing is trying to educate people about what they want to do. It's been very positive. We're going to step back and let the process move forth. It's the mayor's thing. We're just here as his partner. Now that the city council has this project to debate, they're definitely rallying people to come to the meetings. They're asking people to support and not support things that city council is voting for. And it's been really interesting. So the what they voted on this week, the city council, was the referendum. And you had Kim Gray on, I think, to talk about that earlier this week.
Right.
This was to say, hey, we want to put a referendum on the ballot in November. We want to ask the public to just weigh in. Do they want this TIF district created or do they not? And they would use that as an advisory opinion. It was non-binding. The Navy Hill folks opposed this. The city administration opposed this. They did not want the public voting on it. They think that the mechanisms are there for city council to make the decision and get its own public input through their process. And they didn't want to risk a no vote in the referendum because, you know, the politics of that, it could be hard to vote against that if you're on city council. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the people don't want it. How am I going to vote for it? The other argument that's being made is that it's too complex of a plan for the public to understand and vote on. And somebody I talked to yesterday who's been involved in these plans very heavily as an elected official was saying, you know, that's a problem. If you have a plan that's so complex that someone can't understand it after 2 or 3 months and how it would affect them and their public dollars, that's an issue.
Yeah.
And then the really ugly thing that happened was there were these flyers being handed out at the meeting, and they really went after Paul Goldman and also had Joe Morrissey on the flyer. But really, Paul Goldman is the one who's been pushing another referendum to get input on the Coliseum, and they called him a Richmond outsider. And this created a lot of stir. People who even support the referendum said, or support the Coliseum, said this is really out of bounds to call someone who's, you know,
he's not an outsider now. How many decades has he lived here? Right.
That's right.
I think he's earned his little Richmond passport at this stage, don't you?
That's right. And what does that mean? As some, you know, what does that mean? What are the implications of that? And the irony is lost on them that most of the people involved in this project are not from Richmond. Tom Farrell doesn't live in Richmond. The major developers are from L.A., all other states, and that's fine. I mean, you know,
no one's saying you have to
live within city limits to work on a project in the city.
But hammer him for being an outsider.
Nobody knows who did the flyers, John. So you have people that are like using video and putting still images of the person handing out the flyer. They're trying to identify him, what
okay.
business he worked for, was he related to the city or not.
Yeah.
So it's definitely turning, the heat is up.
Well, can I ask you this? Have you heard whether there is a plan to go out and really do a deep dive explanation of this rather than just the, hey, this is going to be great and you're off the hook as a taxpayer. I mean, the throwaway lines that have been used for the last several months are getting kind of old, especially for somebody like me who would I'd like to say that I support it, but I'm not at that point yet.
You're starting to get a lot of talking points now. There was an email that went out today from Navy Hill that listed facts, all things that are kind of, yes, they may be factual, but there's more to the story. I think the journalists in town, it's going to be up to them to really dig into this. And we're also going to have a commission that City Council has put together that has 90 days once they get all seated to really dig into it. They're going to hold public hearings and meetings. They're going to use experts and really look at the plan and then give recommendations to council because it is complex. And council has also talked about, in addition to that, hiring a third party, just one consultant to dig into the plan, who's well-versed in these financial matters. So I think people will start to see this emerge. There's no huge rush right now. We have time to look at it. The mayor took many, many months to look at it without us knowing what was going
on. Everybody gave him his time. So
he had his time. Now the public should have its time.
In the meantime, Jason, the old Coliseum sits unattended without any acts, and Richmond is quickly moving off of the tour schedules for all of these people who are booking into 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, so I mean, the booking goes on.
We're kind of putting ourselves in a bad situation, to put it politely, by not staying in the mix. But I got to ask you about stuff for the weekend. We've got the big Taco Festival in Hanover. I think I'm going to stop by that. Everybody's making it's the first one, so everybody's saying it's such a big deal.
It's at the Hanover Vegetable Farms. Mm-hmm. $10 pay as you go. They have taco trucks there. It's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Ashland. That's going to be on Saturday. And there's also on Saturday, a little bit later in the day, 4 to 11 p.m., there's the Down Home Family Reunion that the Legbo Folklore Society puts on. Jerome Bigfoot Braley is going to be here and his Funk All-Stars. They have a market. It's at Belvedere and West Lee Street, and that's free. And it also commemorates the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first enslaved Africans in English North America.
You know,
so tying back into what we went to down in Jamestown.
Right. That's a big a big anniversary that we'll be talking about for the next week. And we've got to do a read on the road with Legbo somehow. I mean, we used to interview, is Janine Bell, right? Who is
Janine Bell is still at it. And I've, I don't know how long it's been, but she's definitely been at the forefront of that organization for a long time.
She used to come on Channel 8 all the time when I was there. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason Roop, I always enjoy talking to you. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.